Got a motion to approve the minutes from last?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? What?
I wasn't here, so.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay, they are approved. And also the purchase orders around. Is that, you guys read the purchase orders online? Anything we need to talk about?
I did, there was one, I had a question.
One, it's a 60, is that on here? I don't have my phone out. Reinstate. ASIC 172.
When was that one? What is this?
$10,000. CDW, government, solar winds.
Solar winds is, want to talk about that, Joe?
Yeah, solar winds is how we manage our network, or monitor our network. It was never fully implemented. Is that the cost to get it fully implemented that's on there?
No, it's just the license.
The licenses?
Yeah, or maintenance.
Maintenance?
Yeah.
Okay.
CDW.
Like $10,000.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, that would be the licenses for solar winds. That has, we manage our IPs through that now, get net flows where we get to run baselines to see how bandwidth is going and see if we need to think about increasing bandwidth in any area in the network, things like that.
Did we have a previous purchase request for that?
It's annual.
That was an existing.
Yeah, I mean, we also use it for like third party software rollouts, which we do, or updates, excuse me.
Yeah.
And our log event manager.
If you look under every year, this should come up in September, 10,000.
What was it used for previously if now we're using it for?
It was not fully implemented before,
right.
And we brought in.
As I mentioned just a moment ago, we use it for the log and event manager side, right. Which is actually, it's basically the funnel for all of our logging, for say AD authentication logging, like anything that takes place with that, and also like it allows us to attach third party products.
Yeah, it was never fully implemented though, so we weren't getting everything out of it as we could. I don't know how long we got solar winds, I'm guessing. My estimate was around 3 years from somebody that's been here 3 years and said it was here when he got here. So we've moved into fully implementing it now. We're limited by our license size at this point.
So how many licensed users are there?
It goes by ports. So one license allows us to watch 250 ports. I think another license is 250 devices. That's how that's broken out.
Does it always come through on a purchase order like that? I don't remember seeing that on there.
I do think I remember seeing them.
I remember solar winds, but I didn't remember seeing them there. So.
Yeah, it's every September. I've got a spreadsheet I showed you last year, I think, the annual spend, what I project, and it's in there.
But, like, why?
Mine is.
Why does the renewal for, like, Palo Alto, why do we have a purchase request for that? But not for the solar winds. That's maybe Linda can answer.
If it was a $10,000 purchase, is it on the report?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Look at the date of that report. It's probably an old purchase. It probably came through your.
Yeah, because if you look.
I was going to say, I thought this already came through.
Yeah, if you look, there's also a copier that came through a year ago.
We're a little behind on our data entry.
Yeah,
so this one right here. Yeah, this was purchased back in March.
Oh.
So we would have had a purchase request for this. Okay,
I was going to say, I thought I remember something.
And you also see, for some reason, there's a Ricoh copy around here, which we bought 6 months ago.
Right.
Yeah, because I think it was already approved by the committee.
Yeah, a lot of that.
And ASE Tech is just.
So why does that come so much? Why is that?
Well, we've had somebody out for almost a year that does a data entry, so we're really behind. But next week we have a replacement starting, so to get us all caught up. She was on medical leave and couldn't be replaced. So.
And there's nobody that can do her job when she's gone for a year?
Well, yeah, everybody was kicking in and doing what they could. But when you're down a whole man, you know, you're trying to absorb all of that work.
But I mean, that to me, those are kind of, I understand, don't get me wrong, but those to me are those critical things that you have to have somebody that can do major functions, especially when it's
reporting.
Yes. But that's not, I mean, that's not.
Okay. And then professional services, the 5,000 that probably came in January.
It says 111/2018.
I guess what bothers me about the system is that a purchase can be made and a check can be written without it being in here. It seems like this should fall out without further manual entry, you know, if a check has been written.
And usually that's a month behind anyway.
Always a month behind, which bothers me the most.
Everything that you see is already a done deal that's on that report. So anything that's approved over five will be on, anything approved over five on this month will be on next month's report. It's always a month behind anyway. Yeah.
So why do we look at this?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
If everything's already been approved?
Mm-hmm. It's because it has been signed off on,
well,
I guess.
Not everything has been approved, though, right? I mean, all those little...
Everything on there has been already approved?
No.
Anything under 5,000, you all don't...
We haven't seen, okay. But we still have the right to look at it and question.
Okay, anything under...
over 5,000, you see a month later. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, it's already been spent.
Got it. Exactly. It's a done deal.
But tell them not to do it next time.
And it's just...
We need to work on the system.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know how you could do it any differently, because if you go to committee to get approved this month...
No, I think it makes sense that we do purchase requests, and then we see it in there showing that the money was actually spent. I just wonder about the ones where there's a big lag of many months before it shows up there. And that's the part.
Or when it goes to the next year, because it's going to happen in third quarter, or fourth quarter will show up in the next year.
So, can I have a motion to approve purchase orders?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So, Chrissy?
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
And Lisa?
Yes.
And I say yes.
Bruce, you want some chocolate?
No, I do not. You guys go ahead and eat the whole bowl.
All right.
Okay, so on to the purchases between 5 and 35K. First one on the list is travel. For Joe and Thomas to go to cybersecurity training. And it's for $5,100. Any discussion?
Yes. And this goes directly for you, Mr. Dorman. We have had this discussion before with travel, and it was brought up last time that it needs to go to committee. A large sum was spent, and I have some questions for that, because I know it's going to be coming up in finance, and that's on Wednesday. My concern is that I hear there was some miscommunication in purchasing, that you sent it down there. It was $2,700 for per person for two people. Again, we have a process, and travel, anything greater than $5,000 needs to go through committee. I want to know why it didn't come through committee first.
Well, Lisa, that's really my fault. Whenever it came to my office, if my staff told me that it was originally it was $2,700, and they interpreted to me for both. I assumed it was for both people. Well, after I reviewed the paperwork, it was not for both people. It was for each.
Right. And
and that is totally all in my office.
So why was it sent to your office if you knew it was $5,400?
I was going to say, we send stuff all the time that exceeds that amount. Like, for example, for Palo Alto renewals, everything like that, we send the three quotes and everything to the office, and with the understanding it's not going to get paid. We know that. But we have to send it to get everything in motion to actually get that on our
right.
The
and
agenda.
It's our job.
So that's
it's our job to come back to them and say, hold on, one, we have to go to committee for approval.
Correct.
This one slipped through the cracks. It is not Mr. Dorman or Chris, it's not their fault. It's totally purchasing. It got overlooked, the dollar amount, because it was a misunderstanding of...
If my IT department can't do math, then I have some issues. I mean, I think you would know it was going to be not only $5,000. We've had this discussion from finance and from me before that, you know, the trip is going to be with room. I can bring it up on my phone, and I have not.
$9,588.
So again, why wasn't it brought to this committee?
Well, two reasons. One, travel is supposed to be approved by the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
The chairman approved it, so I took it to Linda. And with the understanding that Linda does purchasing. So it should have came to committee. It didn't.
It should have.
But from now on, I will bring it to committee before I take it to Linda. And that's how we fix the issue.
Okay. I don't think I should have to have this discussion twice with the department head. So
why didn't it come to committee?
Because everyone overlooked it. And
but you're saying it should have.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, I thought you did.
Well,
I'm saying
it was approved by the chairman according to the travel policy. Linda has to purchase everything, so we send all purchases to Linda. Linda didn't realize that it was over $5,000 to send it to committee, so it didn't come to committee.
I assure you it won't happen. Linda will make sure and watch every dollar. Because
just out of curiosity, how many days training is this?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday through Wednesday.
I think it's five nights.
Yeah.
Two is fun, five is miserable.
Oh, I know. I told both the guys, thank you for being willing to go, because they're going to be spending a Saturday and a Sunday. Joe has family in town. And Tom's going to college, too, on the side. Yeah.
Your sister's flying in from the Philippines that day.
So this training, have we done any of this similar training in the months prior or last year?
No. This is hands-on technical cybersecurity training, develop an effective security roadmap, which is what track you'll be on, right?
The next one, the...
And then Tom will be on security and risk compliance. So this is all about building a security framework, which we don't have one right now. We're implementing one. There's two standards, COVID-5 and NIST, and we're implementing that. Hands awareness, Jenny probably is too, and that's best practice. That's developed by the Department of Commerce for the United States, and that's what we want to have as policy, so that we have a policy framework driven security.
Can one person go and go to all the workshops?
No, there's two tracks. That's why I opted to send two, and there's money in the budget for it.
It would be difficult to go through. Those are two separate kind of tracks, if you look at it. I go to these all the time, and it's hard for one person to get through one track and get it covered. I guess my question is, do you have any thoughts, and I don't know if you did this in your past life, but we always do trip reports, so
yeah.
For every event that I go to, you know, I kind of take notes,
mm-hmm.
but you do a trip report, and
mm-hmm.
so you can get kind of your recommendations from
yep.
those different sessions, and then I think they will let you download the presentations, and you have kind of a trip report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I can't remember what we called them at P&G, but they had a follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to take those best practices, Joe, right? I mean, it's what are the top three things you get, or two things from each session that you could consider?
Yeah. Yeah. Tom's new at this too. Tom's young and learning,
yeah.
and young is not young in his career in this. And I'm trying to enhance his ability, because he's Joe's backup.
Yeah.
You know.
This is from the first one we did. I downloaded everything for every track.
Yep.
So that's
yeah.
they get shared back here.
And then, so you have all each kind of class that you went to, and well, you were actually there. But
yeah.
is there a trip report of you know? So you saw it all, what is it you gleaned out of there that we could potentially use here in accounting?
Yeah, you went over that with your guys, didn't you?
I went over with it, but I didn't actually write out, like an after-action report, but an after-training report.
Yeah.
Each one of those tracks, they have a ton of PDFs in each one of them, so...
Oh, no, and I mean, that's...
We download everything we can.
Right, which is
before
key.
We go, too, so that you're familiar with the material. If
right, so you look at it before you go, but then when you sit through the sessions, to me, it's, there's always some recurrent themes of each session, and what I do is a trip report, it's, and I would attach, and it's not all, that many, it's a lot, but I have to summarize, it's not, here's the data, it's here's how I interpret it.
Yeah, here's how it affects us.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a paragraph or two on here's some key learnings that I got out of this that I think we should consider. And it doesn't mean you do. It just means it's something that would be talked on a broader basis with your team.
It's a great idea.
So then to go back, are there certificates that are associated with these this workshop and or CEUs or... How do I measure? I mean,
they have CEUs.
Okay.
They do. But do they have CEUs?
I believe they do. The last one I did, I got something in my ISACA for that. I believe there'd be CEUs in this as well.
Okay.
I can double check on that for sure, but I can't imagine that wouldn't have them.
And do you get a certificate for anything from these courses, or no?
We just get the CEUs.
How many
so
do
that's
you
a certificate
are you required to have so many per?
No, that's the thing.
Well, I'm using them for my Security Plus. So I'm using those CEUs for my Security Plus certificate. And I just submitted them. I don't know if they're going to accept all the CEUs or part of the CEUs. But if they only, for some reason, they only take part, CompTIA is a little iffy on what it accepts from different vendors. This one though, this should definitely carry over because it's actual cybersecurity. The other one was I don't know because some of it was auditing. I don't know if they'll accept the CEUs that had anything to do with auditing or not. I would assume they would, but if you assume, you always end up disappointed.
Is this offered one time a year? Only in one location?
I think the other one's in Germany.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, they're all over the country.
Yeah.
It's the world.
ISACA is, the organization that sets the industry standard for information systems audit and control, which is the security framework that we want to have. And it's outstanding training.
So, CEUs from last session, you received some, correct, John?
Right. Yes, I did.
Did you?
No.
Why?
I don't need CEUs.
You don't need any certificates or anything?
No.
Okay.
So, for my job, I don't. So, what they do is they say, if you need a CPUs there, if you need continuing professional education credits, you go over here and you get stamped. If your job does not require them, please do not apply for them because they have to administrate them. So I don't. Some jobs do. I didn't know he was getting them for his A plus certificate. A plus?
Security
plus. Yeah, I was going to say A plus. You wouldn't need it.
I have concerns with your practice, and so I will not be voting for this trip. I would actually cancel it. And
I'm not going.
It doesn't matter. You should know better. And I would cancel this trip if it was up to me. And I would make a motion, but I probably don't have the support for this trip to be canceled. And
it's really a matter of this passing or not.
Right.
That's going to determine whether the trip
so
is canceled.
If this
doesn't pass, Linda, how much are we leaving on the table with
600 and something.
Then you say 5,988.
That's whatever I did the original.
The 600 from this.
For the cancellation fees.
Have we purchased non-refundable airfare already on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're getting into
$1,000. If you didn't go, what are the ramifications?
$1,500 probably.
If you guys didn't go, what are we losing?
pretty much everything they're teaching over. They're moving to the NIST standards, how Corbett 5 was where we went to up north in Chicago. This is how NIST goes in with COBIT. That would be the framework. Tom would actually be missing more technical side of cybersecurity. So we tried to gauge the two different tracks, the more technical going up to the policy side.
So who in the county has this type of training today?
Nobody that I know of. There's no security governance here, which is what we're trying to get, and we get pushed back. And that's what Tom's done over.
Right.
So then there's a certain, I'm thinking in terms of how I do this, right? So it's, you want an outcome, right? You want to build a practice. So to me, you have to bring some tangible knowledge back with you, right? It's not just, and I'm not saying, it's not just going listening to this stuff and saying, oh, that was interesting. It's, what did I get out of this that we could use at the county, right? Because we have to see some kind of return on investment, or it makes no sense to keep going. So I would encourage that, since we don't have this, I think it's a good idea. I think any training in cybersecurity, network security is something we should look at, but I would also encourage that you document the findings and then how we're going to use it if it's applicable. Don't go and say, oh, I have to bring something back because Mrs. Gorman said, you know, you do it because there's something that's going to be valuable.
Joe's middle name is documentation.
Yeah.
And I believe he will. The thing we brought back from the last one is an AirConnect security agreement, the importance of that, which we have that up with Jeff Ezra right now, looking at. And then I guess later on we'll get into old business too, the, what's it called?
SLA.
The SLA. Yeah. So we have that too. And that's the kind of stuff that you learn there, because I didn't work in government before.
Yep.
Nobody here did, really.
I was a contractor.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you're going, and I think it's great. And I know you're very good at documenting it, so it's taking that and then stepping back from it and looking at it and saying, now what are the pieces out of all this that are applicable to us that we could consider implementing? So.
Okay.
Lisa, I understand where you're coming from. I'm seeing both sides.
And I do too. Yeah. And again, I know we need some of this education. I'm just tired of the rules not being followed.
I understand that.
And I know the rules are semi-followed because the chairman signs off of it. But the last trip was over, and I had a problem with that and the way it was handled. And I have a problem with the way this was done. I thought you would learn, and it's not, so I cannot support this. Even though I think some education is important, I think you go about it the wrong way. And then I will also work on changing the policy and procedure on the way this is done, because again, I don't think I'm getting the best bang for my buck, or for the taxpayers. So,
well, I have to say, Lisa, I truly believe that Mr. Orman was following the procedure, because he passed it to my office like he should have, and I feel like my office dropped the ball.
I think we beat it to death.
Yeah,
is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion?
Yes. Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Bruce?
Yeah, we've got too many sunk costs.
And Lisa?
No.
And I say yes. So it passes. On to the Palo Alto. This is firewall.
Yep. You want to discuss this one too, Joe? Or Chris, you haven't talked much.
Oh, this is a firewall. It's just a renewal for that.
No. Is this a renewal for the licenses?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have two Palo Altos, right?
Four.
We have four.
High availability.
And does this cover the software for all of them?
Yes.
Is this anything that has to do with the sheriff's issues? over?
No, but one of the Palo Altos on there is one that they're migrating to.
So it's a piece of hardware, but no, there's no controversy associated with it.
Okay. That is first.
So this is for 4 Palo Altos. How do you go from $30,000 to $70,000?
That vendor called up and said that he was going to give it to us because we needed another quote. The problem was we already got a quote from who they go to get the prices from, because it's usually the best quote.
Right.
And because they couldn't get it, they went to their second source, uh-huh. and that was already used, and they went to the third source, and that was the best thing they could get.
So they're a distributor. I mean, are we getting direct support from Worldwide or SHI or any of these guys?
No, that's all directly from Palo Alto. For example...
So everything's... I'm sorry. So all these are distributors,
right,
who handle Palo Alto support.
Because you can get licenses through those vendors cheaper than...
Okay. Yeah.
And are we going with Worldwide Technology, the lowest, right?
Yes, the lowest.
Motion approved.
Make motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Chrissy.
Yes.
Ann.
Yes.
Bruce.
Yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
That's a yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so that takes care of our purchases. We have no resolutions. Anything for staff reports?
Yeah, sure. We actually had a, you know, as you all can tell, we've had like a parking lot renovation going on recently outside, and cable was cut on 2 separate days. They would actually separate the Leeds connection between us and Maryville. So we had it was down, and then it was fixed, and then they cut it again when they were out there doing it. So, but I know we were working night and day to get that back up and running. I mean, granted, we didn't have any control of the cable, but then after the cable was repaired, we had to do some work after that. So
that you know, they were only cutting 7 inches deep. It should be 18 inches for code, and they cut it twice. AT&T came out. We put in extra hours. Rob Hankey, telecommunications coordinator, was working diligently with Maryville. Joe was out. You were out in the field, actually,
yeah,
weren't you?
Out in Maryville, it did not hit overtime though. That was during regular time.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, it didn't get any overtime. On
so. I just wanted to let you know it wasn't over the normal cost.
Okay.
They had a Leeds coordinator that was down, but they didn't have a backup at Maryville, so we went to go assist, because if you're saying you're good, everybody's saying they're good. You have to keep looking into it. Especially for your customer. And the customer said they don't have anybody for Leeds to help them with Leeds. So we went over there, verified that it is absolutely, the path is good, and it's something over here. I'm trying to think of a better word than weird.
What happened?
What
happened was they installed
a new computer.
On the same day
that the cut happened, and they hadn't logged in with it yet,
and they
so it wasn't recognized.
Yeah, they mimicked the ID from another PC, so this would get some, but a lieutenant from Glen Carvin came over and helped them get their lead situation sorted, because they had nobody that could talk to the help desk, and he gave us some good lessons learned on when you see an issue like that. He's been doing it for many years. That's the only reason he knew what that looked like.
So it wasn't really related to us, but we supported. And that's, since I've been here, I think, you know, my vision's been that we should be a beacon for all the local communities, because they don't have the resources we have here or the knowledge we're trying to learn.
Good. That was Lieutenant Mark Foley's. I want to mention his name because he helped us a lot.
So are they going to resolve the issue that the cable is only 7 inches deep? Or?
They're rerouting it.
Yeah.
So
that's actually one of the things we're doing. We're actually doing a cable reroute that'll completely bypass the parking lot. So it shouldn't be an issue.
Now, who has to pay for that or who has to?
It's
AT&T. AT&T is taking care of it since they've...
We don't have a direct timetable for that yet, but...
Had their cable buried illegally, only 7 inches down.
Yeah.
For an important issue.
Andrew's not here. He's working on the PC upgrade. And I've talked with Lisa before. I'd like to take all the money that's got to be spent on the upgrade for the different departments and put it into one budget so we can just go out and buy them in bulk. But we don't have that to present to you yet. But before the end of the fiscal year, we should.
Nice.
And if we can do that, it'd be better for the staff to be able to control the deployment of them and the imaging, and then I think it probably would probably get a better price too if we bought them all.
Is this for just the machines under the administration, or are you talking about reaching into other departments?
We'd go for all of them, anybody that needs them.
Now, and I asked in public safety, the coroners just purchased, I think, 4 or 6 computers. Brand new that they ordered that will come through, and I assume you will support them
and do that.
But come the end of the year, as we discussed before, is that the circuit clerk is going to do like 20 or 30, isn't it, and other departments, and before our time runs out, is it Windows 7? No.
It's 7.
7?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the issue that I don't want to have happen next year, is waiting, because we could stretch that, we can get them for them, and then work them in to our routine, to staff's routine. But what I don't want is to be in November next year buying 500 computers and trying to get them all imaged and deployed before January, whenever Windows 7 dies.
And that doesn't happen until 2020?
January 2020.
Yeah.
January 2020. So there is some time to slowly migrate over.
Yeah.
So, but everyone is buying computers for the fact that you all told them they were out of commission, correct?
They're out of warranty and running Windows 7. So, what now? We have upgraded, I don't know, maybe 20 that are
total.
That with Windows 10 that die in 2023 or something.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. There are some are eligible for the upgrade Windows 10. Like when we purchased the license or purchased the computer, it came with an upgrade license with it, but. That's a very small number.
Far and few between.
Yeah. Because, like, right now, we're estimating it's almost 850 PCs or so.
850 PCs what?
That will be replaced over the next year and a half.
There's only 1,000 employees in the county. That number is amazing.
Also,
the number, we have more computers in this county than we do employees.
Well,
I find that amazing.
The thing is, that number could drop, too. Yeah. As we're going through, because like we're asking each department to do an inventory check and verify that they...
Some of them are just not being used.
And there's kiosks over in the courthouse.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
that's just from like what we can see, and we can see like what the operating system they're running and that they're actively on the network. That's all we can see. And the user is using it.
Well, what we do at our company, we keep track of those PCs when they go off the books. We make people unplug them. You know, they can keep them for a while, but we don't let them hang around forever. You know. Oh well. Anything else for staff reports?
No. Under new business too, we got the. Circuit clerk on MPS. And Andrew's not here to talk that, but they're using Rico's over there now. So they're going to see savings.
Okay. Good.
And are we on to old business?
I guess that kind of was. Under old business, we have the SLA written.
That's what I want.
And haven't heard back yet. I imagine it'll take Jeff a while to read it and Captain Decker.
I saw a copy. Did you send it to anyone else?
I sent one to you and one to Ann.
Was that in line with what you wanted to see?
Yeah, but, you know, I think that we need to wait and see what Captain Decker and what the Sheriff's Department needs because, you know, to me, SLA, typically SLAs are what you provide, but I want to get their feedback. Sure. So if we need to modify them, but
but it you know, in like in with our customers, we have a contract and
commitment.
Yeah, if you have SLAs, there are financial penalties. You know, if we don't deliver the service, there's financial penalties.
To an external company, not right. to, yeah.
But we so can't do that internally. We're not going to be swapping money back and forth.
Thank you.
Here's a, have a $5 bill we keep passing back and forth.
Candy.
Services. But I was glad to see that.
Yeah.
That's moving.
I hope that they like it, because I'm very proud of the staff. You know, we have a very flexible and experienced and versatile group of people here now.
So who all did you send that to?
Captain Becker, Jeff Ezra, Jamie, and you.
Were we all copied on the same, or did you send ours separately?
I sent them separate. That way I can't ever be accused of running an illegal meeting through an email or something.
Okay. So when did you send that to them?
Last week.
And when are you going to follow up and see if they've got any feedback?
I haven't heard anything by the back of this week, because it was a short week last week.
I would encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Any other old business? And there's no one here for public comment, unless you have something to say, Lynn. No. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming. Thank you. No executive session. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Linda, for coming so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,